Father, we do honor you, and we're grateful to you for all that you do, all that you've done, all that you promised, and all who you are, and all that how you bless us and provide a future and a blessed hope for each of us. So, Father, we open up our heart to receive from you today. Speak, Lord, and we will listen. Speak, Lord, and we will follow your instructions. And, Father, I want to thank you personally for giving me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak a word in season to them that are weary, and that my speech and my teaching and preaching is not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but with demonstration and manifestation of the Spirit and a power. Therefore, Lord, we give you alone all the praise and the glory and the honor for what will take place this day and also in the many days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus and all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. If you would, open your Bible to Mark chapter 11. And we're going to begin a new teaching in an area that's really, really dear to my heart. All the scriptures and teachings are dear to my heart. But this particular one is an insightful teaching about your believing the master key. Say the master key. We hear a lot about faith, and appropriately so. I teach about faith. Bible talks about faith. But we need to talk more about believing as well, amen, because they go together.
Amen.
And it is, I find out that our believing tends to be a place where we have the challenge too often.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always with the faith piece. Faith really works well when you know what you believe,
yes,
and you're persuaded, you're convinced.
Yes.
It's really the issue is we're not as convinced about what we believe or whether it's true or whether God will come through. We kind of waver a little bit sometimes on a believing piece. And if you waver, then you're going to see faith is acting on what you believe.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So I'm not going to be confident in acting on if what I believe, I'm not too sure of.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for it to be true. But if I'm not persuaded and confident, guess what? I'm going to be a little shaky. And that's when you have weak, wavering faith. Are you following me? But we talk a lot about faith, and appropriately so, and we'll talk more about that. But I want to talk about believing, and that it's your individual believing.
Amen.
I reminded Brother Oral Roberts, when he was alive, he had a very powerful healing ministry. He's the one that Oral Roberts University is named after. He built a university that has, obviously, colleges on, and various degrees, and master's degrees, and PhDs, and even have a medical school. And he never had an earned degree himself.
Hmm.
That's what believing can do.
Yes.
When God says, do something, build me a university. But build me a university. I never went to build me a university. I don't have a PhD. Build me a medical school. But I'm not a medical.
Mm.
When you believe,
yes,
you act on it, that's when God comes through.
That's it. Amen.
Amen. And oftentimes, that's where the rub is. And so we want to, and this is for me as well, we all can strengthen areas of our belief based on what God says. But I'm reminded, referencing Oral Roberts, about how we need to really believe and how our belief can be misplaced. He talked about his daughter, when she was younger, I believe her name was Rebecca, and how when she was real young, they would go out and leave her for the babysitter. And the babysitter start telling her that if you go in that room with the lights off, there's going to be a ghost in there going to get you. Now, before then, she was not afraid of dark and so forth and ghosts. But he found out later how that came about. And so then what happened is that as she got older, and began to learn the truth and got mature, she realized no such thing as ghost. Are you following me? And so she's not afraid of dark anymore. Before, she was in her brother, and go turn the light on, I'll come in there after you. See, the truth, believing the truth, can cause you to walk in faith and not in fear.
Amen.
Another example, it was a man, in fact, Oral Roberts was on the plane, and he and his wife, and the guy kind of grabbed his hand. You know, people walk in, you already got your seat, he walked by in the center aisle, and he grabbed his hand and just kept on going. His wife said, who was that? He said, I don't know who that is. So after they got to the destination, they got off the plane, the man was out there waiting on them. And then he began to introduce himself. I'm so-and-so. I run a very successful, thriving, multinational, international company. But I shook your hand because I was so happy to see you. And he said, oh, thank you. You kind of caught me off guard. He said, well, I was so happy because I'm afraid to fly. And, I mean, I'm always afraid that the plane I'm on may go down and crash. But when I saw you on the plane, the man of God on the plane, all of a sudden, I felt all the fear went away now. This plane not going to go down with you on the plane. That's what he believed. Now, notice how quickly he changed. Let God minister to you. See, this is how quickly we can change our belief when we get the knowledge of the truth. He believed that the man of God would not fall on the ground with him on it. But yet he had faith to build a multinational company. He believed that. But yet he couldn't believe that the plane may crash with him on it. So he was always nervous and anxiety-filled and worried and sweating all the way through a three or four-hour flight. It was how he believed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see, we need to tap into believing the truth.
Yes.
And so what my wife and I do, because we travel quite a bit, and we travel internationally and domestically, and sometimes, you know, get a little turbulence and so forth, but I purposely have a good ride myself. And so what I do, I just stick with the word, the truth. And I feed myself. And I pray that. I feed with the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's right.
With long life will you satisfy me.
Right.
Only 64. I got many more years to go. I got a job to do. Are you following me? So I believe that. So you know what? I tell myself, devil, stop lying to me. This plane is not going down. And by the way, Lord, thank you for opening up the airway so this turbulence can kind of smooth out. I like a smooth ride myself. Now, I share that. Listen to me very carefully. Now, I may say, that's kind of preacher's hype. No. What you believe determines the quality of life you have and where you end up going or whether you get there or not. I was watching just recently, a young lady, had went to college. She dropped out and she got accepted. But I think after the first year or two, she dropped out and she said, the reason why I dropped out, in hindsight, she began to think about it, and she realized that I didn't think I could graduate. I don't think I could really do it. I kept thinking all the time that I may drop out, I may fail, and I won't make it. Well, she dropped out before she got kicked out.
Mm.
Now, she had the ability, or she wouldn't have been accepted.
Right.
But what she believed that she didn't have what it took to finish. Your belief determines everything about your life.
Yeah.
And so I'm not here to, I don't know what's in your heart. You don't know what's in my heart. I'm not here to judge you. We're not judge one another. Just we should get in the habit of examining what we believe.
That's right.
Because sometimes some of our trouble and difficulty in our life, check out your belief. What do you really believe?
Hmm.
Your core belief in that area. What do you really believe? And one way to find that out, listen to yourself what you talk about.
Well.
Mm-hmm. You know, not with all the Christians. You know, when you're about with your friends at work, you know, and you got a major project, you find out what you really believe. How can I do this with not much budget? What do you really believe? I want to minister to you. Because it really applies to how we do our Christian life. You know, we talk about being world overcomers, but do you really believe you're a world overcomer? And so it's not a put down. How we help ourselves is strengthen our understanding and knowledge of the truth that you are a world overcomer. Any setback, any problem you face, you see God and you say, God, you can work this out. You can work this out. Show me what to do, Lord God. There's a way out of this one. Come on, God. See, belief drives that kind of conversation. Belief drives that kind of activity. Good belief. Say good belief.
Good.
Believing right. Or, it's hard. It's too hard. Let me try something else. Belief drives that too.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find a solution. Belief's driving that.
Mm-hmm.
When you read about, I know the movie, you can read about it as well. But the movie Apollo 13 is really a movie about an actual occurrence of the Apollo 13 spacecraft going up to the moon. They didn't quite make it, had to come back, and they were concerned about whether those men would get back home safely. A lot of prayer went on.
Amen.
There was prayer at the Wailing Wall. They were praying, and the Pope asked 50,000 Catholics to pray around the world. Christians were praying. But it was the faith of some of those key leaders that said, we'll figure out a way. We have to use what's up there in space because we're not up there with them. And one man said, I think it's going to be the worst day of NASA's history. But somebody else believes something differently. He said, I beg to differ with you, sir. It will be the best day of NASA.
Yeah.
What causes a person to say that when what you see looks doom and gloom is core beliefs?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I want to minister to you.
Yes.
And so don't feel bad if you kind of knuckle down in situations and you could have done more. You realize, you know, I could have believed differently. Okay, don't cry over spilled milk. Just say, you know what? I'm going to major in learning about what God says about me, what God promised me, get the truth, and I'm going to believe that.
That's it.
In spite of what I see.
Amen.
Because my faith cannot work properly if my beliefs are not built on the rock.
Well.
It's on hearsay. It's on what I thought, or the economic report. Based on the stock market, up or down. Based on the recent, you know, diseases going around. Whether they have a vaccine or a cure or not. Our beliefs should be settled on what God promised us. And for that to occur when the winds are blowing and the storms come, for us to stay strong, and so our faith can now act on a core belief that's not shaken, it has to be the truth. Because, let's be honest about it, sometimes we believe stuff and it's not even true.
Yeah.
We find out later, that was a lie.
Yeah.
I won't mention the person's name, but a very famous preacher. And somebody said he had died recently. You know what? I didn't believe it at first anyway, but find out that's not true. I mean, some folk were believing it at first. Are you following me? They were texting everybody, so-and-so died. I got a friend, well, I haven't seen him in a long time, but he used to be a pastor, and I would call him. He never called me. Always called him. But, you know, I wasn't tripping behind it. One day he called me. Guess what he called me about? Some mess. Is it true so-and-so left his wife? Man, you don't call me about that. The one time you called me is about, well, is it true? Guess what? It wasn't true. Now, I share that. It just help us all out. Sometimes we believe stuff and it's not even true. And it may be fact, but truth trumps fact.
That's right.
That's where miracles come in. That's where the power of God comes in. See, and if we don't believe in the power of God and supernatural, not just back in the Bible day, but today, we serve a God the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If we believe he's the same, he's the same powerful God, then guess what? The truth can trump and overcome and dominate the facts. It's based on what you want. What do you believe? You get healed or believe the report. The doctors are doing their best to help you. Y'all, come on.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not the answer I want. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm only 28 years old. I'm about to die in 6 months. I don't want to hear that.
No.
Then you got to decide what you really believe now.
That's right.
What's so powerful about belief? It don't take a whole lot.
That's right.
Just be settled in it. Just be settled in it. I had a younger man who grew up in our church, and then he got older and kind of went on for a while. And he dropped by and you know, keeping in contact with him through his mom. He had a girlfriend, you know, they're living together and so forth. And I said, why don't y'all go and get married, man? You love her? Yeah, I love her. Yeah, why don't you go and get married? You know, you've been, you know, together and stuff. Come, what's up with that? And so, you know, she took herself off the market, waiting on him. Sisters, anyway, a little side note. Waiting on a man. Come on. He don't know what he want. Use it up your youth. If he'd ask, if he believed, he'll go ahead and marry you. So anyway, thought I'd add that. So I said, have a seat, came in my office, and, you know, we talk a little bit. And he was honest. I appreciate his honesty. He said, Pastor, you know what? I mean, I don't want to get married then, and marriage don't work. I don't want to get, you know, that was his concern. The marriage may not work, and I don't want that. And I said, well, what do you believe in, man? It sounds like more out of your mouth is it won't work. But see, when you get full of what God says, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, why do I want to give up when I know, if I really believe that I can do this marriage and develop it and work at it? You know, it takes work. Are you following me? But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's why you need to be strengthened.
Amen.
If I believe that, I can do it. Say, I can do it.
I can do it.
But if I go in not believing it's going to work out, I'm going to try it out in case. Have a little, you know, a little skate claws. And you wonder why, I want to minister to you. See, we talked about in communion, examine yourself. Sometimes it ain't God, it's us.
That's right.
We have misplaced beliefs.
That's right.
Like that lady in college, she dropped out before she got kicked out. I want to be honest with you. Another couple in our church, I was talking to the wife about it. You know, I visit people and so forth. I knew where they live, drive by. They're moving out. I said, where you going? You just moved in, you know, about a year ago or so. And, well, you know, economy got bad, and my husband had difficulty in his job, and so we missed the payment. And so before we go into foreclosure, we're going to move out now. And I'm thinking, what? I mean, it's just like, I'm not in foreclosure. Just missed one payment. But I'm believing that I'm going to be losing the house, so I might as well find a place to rent. It's what people believe. The God you serve cannot do a wonder for you, cannot come through for you.
Amen.
This is why we got to talk about it and then live it.
Amen.
We ought to have testimony. People, well, God come through for me. And it happens in this church, by the way.
Amen.
We serve a come through God.
That's right.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
He had a short testimony about sometime, Brother Tracy, but he shared in more detail at our Bible study, and I love it. I love it. He had an aneurysm? Aneurysm, right? Aneurysm. And he started talking to his wife. All aneurysm out, you know, like this, and he can kind of talk, barely talk, and told his wife, well, I'm going to see you, babe. And she jumped in my chest, no, you ain't going nowhere. I don't want to embarrass you, sister, but he said, you jump in his chest, you ain't going nowhere. Aneurysm. He's talking a little crazy. I understand he's under attack, but somebody in the house need to believe God. And she said, you're not going nowhere. Stand up, Tracy. He's right here now. Come on. And have your wife stand up, too. Come on. Now, what possesses a person in the face of death? See, yeah, we believe in all the natural things God provides us through medical science and so forth, but I get to a place where your hope is bigger than that. They've done the best they can do. At that point, you better be settled on what you believe, and it needs to be up on truth, not hearsay.
That's right. Tell it.
And the only way that can happen, my friend, is the word of God.
Amen.
This is why Jesus says, if you will continue in my word.
Yes.
You know, it's not because we ask you to read the Bible because that's what churches do. You know, read the Bible. Here go pastor again. We're going to start the first part of the year. Let's read the Bible together. No, it's all about the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
Once I get the truth, I can believe that.
Yeah.
And I put that in my heart. I read it and I meditate on it day and night.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It says, this book of the law, the Bible, the scriptures, should not depart out of your mouth. You're thinking about it. You're talking it. Meditate in a day and night. And observe. You got to see something. Observe to do all that is written therein. You do that and it's in you. Believe it. Then he says, you will have good success. God invented the word success.
Amen. Amen.
But it's based on what we believe.
That's right.
Now, let's be honest about it. You see, we need to have a knowledge of truth and solid beliefs in various areas of our life. Because I may believe in marriage, which I do personally, but for example, believe in marriage, but I could be rocky in the area of believing that God can prosper me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it impacts my marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and I always say this, romance without finance is a nuisance. Okay. And so I need to strengthen what God promised me on my finances, on my provision, so I can keep the honey dripping.
Amen.
And what's so powerful is that I may be good and believe in God that Jesus saved me, he loves me, but in my career, in my business, I don't have a confidence. My son was here on Father's Day, and he shared for you, he shared this on Facebook as well, but he made a comment about how the example that I led he and my family about being a particular man of color, black man, and how he was able, he said, sometimes, you know, it's more of a threat to wear a suit than to wear a hoodie. And how he had confidence as a man of color. And because of our background experience, sometimes it's a challenge, you know, how they may be treated in certain circles. So he realized, now he's a professor at Biola University, doing well full-time. They love him. He's doing well. My point is this, is what he learned to believe about himself. And the Bible, in spite of what your color is, what your background, your humble beginnings or lack thereof, you're going to be challenged by who you are. This is why I emphasize and I quote often scripture, talk about who I am. I'm the head, not the tail. That's what the Bible says. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I recall I was a senior at UCLA in applied mathematics. And I had about another quarter or two to go. And I had some electives I needed to take. I took a class called combinatorial mathematics. It's a counting system. So you know how you get all the phone numbers and just add another 213 and you got to do all kind of stuff. All that's behind mathematics because they're running out of numbers. Got to figure out a way to do that. So that's the class I took. The class was so difficult, the professor had difficulty teaching it. Okay. He was struggling. So a Chinese guy who was in the class, he was smart. He was helping him teach the class. Hey, I'm not mad at it. And so I got a D on the midterm. I'm about, in a little while, graduate. Grades are good, but I'm struggling getting a D in the midterm in this class. And the teacher happened to be the chairman of UCLA's math department. So I go to him for help. You know what he told me? He says, maybe you shouldn't try to be a math major. You know what? Maybe try something easier for you. That's what he told me. And I said, you know what? I ain't listening to you. I said, what do I need to do to get an A in this class? He said, well, you get an A on the final. Okay, I booked up. I went to my TA, didn't talk to him no more, though. Went to the TA, got help. Went to the Chinese guy a little bit. Get a little help over here. Come on. Hey, he knew what he was doing. I aced the final examination. But what he did, he averaged the A and the D. So I got a B. And he said, all I had to do was get an A, but he, you know, he'd been messing with me.
Right.
If I let that define me, and situations like that, we know it's, you don't like it. You know, I mean, I only say, share with you in this context of teaching. You won't find me talking about that to my friends. You know what happened to UCLA? I don't talk about that. I know who I am, bless God. I'm not, that's past, that's over with. I'm not spending no time on that. I only share it in the context of teaching.
Amen.
And I focus on, I have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And I focus on what God says about me.
That's it.
I'm healed.
Yes.
By his stripes.
No matter what, a little stretch, I do my little walk and stretching and stuff, and I've been over. Oh. Yeah. I said, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I can stretch those muscles real good.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not talking like, oh, you're over 60 now. You know, you're getting old. I'm not talking that. I got good posture. Come on, talk to me. And me and First Lady, our honey's still dripping good. Hey, man, come on. Everything's working. Stop. We're in church. Stop. Stop. Well, the truth is, for some folk, it ain't working. But I'm believing it does. So I'm going to encourage you. We're about to wrap up here. I'm going to encourage you. What we believe, real quickly, go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. We're about to wrap up here. At least give you two verses, right? Verse 6. It said, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him, God, must what?
Believe.
Must what? Believe that he what?
Exists,
and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. What's the first thing he must do when he comes to God?
Believe.
Believe that he is, that he exists.
Yes.
And this is one thing that a lot of the devil has been going on for many, many years trying to do this, but even more so now, more public, trying to get more people to not believe in God.
Yeah.
If he gets them there, they're lost. But if you come to God, you believe that he is.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, he responds to your request.
Yes.
You're asking for clarity and help throughout your life. Even as a single parent or two-parent house, it doesn't matter. We all need help, y'all. Come on.
Amen.
We're seeking God. He rewards you. But sometimes it gets tough. Sometimes you have setbacks. Sometimes it looks real bad. But we walk by faith. We got to get our beliefs settled. If our beliefs are settled, you keep walking, even though you're wavering a little bit.
That's right.
You keep walking because
yes.
you're settled.
Yes.
When your belief is not settled, you question yourself now.
Yeah.
Maybe I married the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have went to college. Shouldn't have started this company.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have bought that house.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of what we believe. So how can we cure it? Let the word of God be the anchor of what you choose. To believe. That's why it says, continue in my word, you shall know the truth. It's the knowledge of the truth that sets our beliefs. Give us the strength and the confidence. And the truth shall make you free. Free of anxiety. You're just happy. Even when stuff happens, you know, that's going to work out too. I tell my wife all the time, it always works out for us, babe. I tell her that. It always works out well for us.
Amen.
I always tell her that. That's what I believe.
Amen.
We can rest. Why? It works out. I believe that. And guess what happens? It always works out.
Amen.
It may take twice as long, but guess what? It works out.
Amen. That's right.
What you believe matters.
Amen.
Matters much.
Yes, it does.
And so, just want to encourage you to think about what you believe. Let's go through this teaching this month. We're going to spend more time on it in the context of healing in particular. You see, sometimes it's what we look at what other folk believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like that man on the plane. Well, I know God's plane ain't going down. Or Robert's on the plane. He's a man of God. I know what he believes. But what do you believe, brother?
Yeah.
See, it's not what somebody else believes, what you choose to believe. And belief is always a choice. It's always a choice.
Amen.
Because the way when you believe in line with the will of God, you attract what God has for you.
Amen.
You keep and see all that. Yeah. See, Satan, he's a thief. He comes to talk to our thinking. He's talking to us to undermine what you believe. So here you are, you believe in the right thing, but then you have a little delay or whatever, and time going on, it doesn't look right. And he says, I told you, you know, you're over 30, 40, 30, almost knocking on 40's door. No man going to marry you now. Listen to me. If you're not careful, don't take care of yourself no more. You know, because I you start believing that now. Well, all my friends, they're not married either. If you believe in that. We do more weddings in this church. We've got two next Saturday, two Saturdays from now, and a Sunday right after that. Now, we have other weddings that happen even sometimes. I don't even do it. They just happen. They get married on their own. Bless God. I tell you, there's a spirit of marriage in this house.
Amen. That's right.
Okay? Come on. Now, how long are you all married?
3 years.
3 years. They see they're honey jumping already. 3 years married. Come on. How long have y'all been married?
Three.
Wow. Yes. Come on. She said yes. Come on. See? Now, were you over 50 when you got married to her?
I was 70.
You were 70. Come on. 70. Come on. What, was it worth the wait?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what believers will do. If you talk to your friends, I got a sister. She was our praise leader for many, many years, Veronica Montgomery. They moved to, her and Bernard got married, and they moved to Texas. And she was our wedding coordinator. And she was came to me many times. Pastor, I'm going to leave this church. Everybody get married but me. I said, you just keep trusting God. You'll be all right. I know, but everybody get married but me, though. Bernard, who has been in the choir all those years, God hooked him up.
Amen.
If you ask her today, she was over 40. It was worth the wait. Amen. She got a man who loves God.
Amen.
Man who was settled on what he wanted.
Amen.
A man provided for and blessed her. It was worth the what? Wait. But if you start letting your beliefs rattle, based on what you see, then you won't have what you want.
Amen.
What God wants to give you.
Amen.
Our belief, what we believe, is everything.
Amen.
So much so, you can't come to God without believing in Him.
Right.
Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. You're hearing today and you say, Pastor,